Yeah, this one's for you.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome or welcome back to the one and only Sloan Toad. Everything about it in slow-mo, guys. This is another beautiful slowed up Saturday here. I got another episode for y'all. The podcast here where I, your host, your girl, BDK, aka Bailey, aka Miss Slow It Down. I satisfy all your R&B needs. Y'all, this week we're gonna be talking about Care Package, guys. If you guys didn't know, Drake dropped a little bit of an album for us with all the classics on it, calling it some of our most special moments together available in one place, guys. So this isn't anything new, this is old stuff that real Drake OVO fans crave and wanted, and now we finally got it. So we're gonna be talking about that, guys. Also, for Double Cup Love, guys, I'm gonna give you Miss Slow It Down's Care Package, a collection of 10 bangers for y'all that really means something special. Just like Drake, all these songs meant something special, so he put it together for us. So guys, we're gonna get into that. We got some Life Talks and Handy Shots, of course. I got 5 news stories for y'all. Not to mention, ASAP is free, y'all. Thank God, the mob is free. Fuck that Sweden bullshit guy. He's free, y'all. Anyway, I got 10 stories for y'all. For Mixtape Madness, guys, of course we're gonna be doing the Care Package and break it down a little bit, and I'm gonna tell you each song, and you guys should go check it out. So yeah, let's get into it, guys. It's a beautiful slowed up Saturday, so let's get into it, y'all. Everything's better in slow-mo. Remember, we keep it chop, never ever slopped. And guys, let's slow it down. Thanks for slowing it down with me, y'all, and stay tuned for a little bit of Life Talks and Honey Shots, y'all. Thank y'all. What's up, y'all? It's a beautiful slowed up Saturday here. Welcome back to this segment, Life Talks and Honey Shots, with your girl BJK, aka Miss Slow It Down. I got this segment here where I give you guys the weekly news, 5 stories for y'all going on in the game right now. So let's jump into this. The first story I got: Drake gets a tattoo of the Beatles after beating their Billboard Hot 100 record, y'all. Drake modifies the Abbey Road cover for his latest tat. To say Drake has a few hits would be an understatement. He's a bona fide hitmaker. Some even say he has more slaps than the Beatles, dog. As the rapper collects more and more tattoos of some of his idols, the rapper made sure to commemorate breaking the Beatles' Billboard Hot 100 record with a brand new tattoo. In fact, this time, he not only inked the cover of Abbey Road on his arm, but he also included an image of him waving as he stands in front of the Beatles. If that doesn't spell narcissism, I don't know what does. The tat's sick, y'all. I love it. Drake's the boy. It appears that the rapper decided to debut the tat during his annual OVO Fest weekend, where he brought out a slew of guests such as Chris Brown, Rick Ross, Tyga, Meek Mill, and many more. The new tattoo comes after several record-breaking Billboard accomplishments. God, I can't speak. The past year and a bit. The rapper first broke records set by Beatles following the release of Scorpion. He had 7 songs simultaneously placed in the Billboard Hot 100's top 10, breaking the Beatles record with 5. Later that year, he passed the Beatles record for top 10 hits in a single calendar year on the Hot 100. Drake's latest feat came in heat in June after it was announced that he had second most Hot 100 top 10 singles, beating the Beatles record. The tat's sick, guys. I love it. It's Drake's that boy. Coming at you guys with the second story here. T-Pain gets in a hilariously epic lightsaber battle in the streets of New York City, y'all. T-Pain, singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, and Jedi, y'all. T-Pain is a man of many skills, although he's known for his auto-tune-laden vocal styles. He's also a producer and incredible dancer, and he could rap too. Not to mention, he also has a few acting credits under his belt. But what we didn't know is he could skillfully wield a lightsaber, y'all. Now,
You never know what you're going to come across during a day in New York City. With so many vibrant characters, really anything is possible. Even celebrity encounters are quite common if you are ever in the Big Apple. What you might not expect, however, is seeing a Grammy-winning singer get into a flash lightsaber battle in the middle of the street. A video emerged on social media recently of T-Pain and a few people getting into a heated argument, which turned into what many believed would be a physical altercation. While T-Pain egged the two men on while running backward, the singer and two men pulled out lightsabers, began wielding replicas of the fictional weapons in a duel. The clip ends in T-Pain pulling one of the guy's shoes off and throwing it down the street. It's truly a work of art. It's the best video. It's hilarious, guys. At this point, T-Pain nor anyone else, for the matter, have provided an explanation. He acknowledged it on Instagram, but as of yet, there hasn't been a bit of context to help understand what exactly went down. Guys, you can find that video. It's trending. It's so funny, guys. T-Pain, Jedi Boy. Alright, guys, let's get into this third story, y'all. Ty Dolla $ign gets pampered on Hot Girl Summer video shoot. Manny Petties. It was a twofer for Ty Dolla $ign on Friday morning when both Hot Girl Summer and his song Hottest in the City both were released to the masses. Fans were expecting the LA crooners feature alongside Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj, but he also dropped his hot single that was assisted by Juicy J and Project Pat. Of course, because Hot Girl Summer has become an international sensation, most of the attention was on the trio's collab. Less than 24 hours after the single hit the streets, Ty suddenly announced that they were already working on a music video. The revelation came in the form of an Instagram post that showed the singer being pampered behind the scenes. Ty was sitting in a salon chair with his feet soaking in a tub as one woman was giving him a manicure and the other was making sure his locks were on point. A few of his famous friends slid in his comments to poke fun at him, including Diplo, who said, "This guy," while others envied Ty's spa treatment. Aside from Ty's minimal sneak peek into his background treatment, fans don't know what to expect from the forthcoming visuals, but we can take a wild guess and say that twerking is somewhat involved. The picture is absolutely hilarious, y'all. He's getting pampered up. Alright, y'all, let's jump into this third story. Alright, let's see here. Rihanna slams Joe Biden for claiming poor kids are just as talented as white kids. Biden has been a supporter in... Biden has lost his supporter in Rihanna. The campaign trail for the next Democratic nominee has been quite interesting. There are candidates from across America who are working to win over the Dems and ultimately overthrow Donald Trump as president. Unfortunately, many of the candidates are taking big L's on their campaign trail. Although many have been riding with Obama's former vice president, he left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths last night. Well, he might have cost him chances to become the president. Joe Biden may have misspoke where he said that poor children are just as talented as white kids, but people aren't going to allow him to get away with this one. He's faced a ton of backlash online, which prompted him to issue an apology. However, not many are willing to forgive him. After the clip emerged online, really took to Instagram to bash Biden for his comments, claiming that what he said showed his true colors. She said, "Whoa," and he's convinced he said something great here. She wrote, "Even when they fake it, the truth about how they feel about us is blunt." This isn't the first time Joe Biden's faced criticism for things he said in the past. A few months back, the Democrat candidate bragged about how he went to the hood to teach women of color how to code. While his effects are applaudable, his choice of words were met with an audible yikes from the audience. Y'all. Yeah. So let's jump in this last story for y'all. Rick Ross clarifies Kanye West lyric on Port of Miami 2. Rick Ross provides some clarification. When you hear some name drop another artist on a song, your ears naturally perk up. This is especially the case when the name is Kanye West and it's coming out of Rick Ross's mouth. Given the camaraderie they've established throughout their careers, if you've given Rick Ross's new album Port of Miami 2 a spin yet, you know that Kanye's name pops out right in the first part of the verse of the Knock and Justice League produced tracks Vegas Residency. On the song, Rose raps, Yo, watching Kanye interview, feel like I want to cry for it. Every innocent brother changed with a homicide. Went from battle raps to now we wearing MAGA hats. Dedica country blank. Mansions up Tamarack. Even golfing with the Trumps, and I give you my word. The sentiment behind the line seems rather straightforward, but for anyone who wanted further clarification, Ross agreed to break it down with speaking to Genius. He told Genius it was nothing personal. He said at the 33:30 mark, it wasn't in a disrespectful way. It wasn't a diss. It wasn't none of that. It was just facts. He's sitting up and seeing. And I'm seeing, okay, I see what's going on. I see the temperature. I see Kanye standing next to Donald Trump. Okay, it's just something I got to address. So I guess this can be interpreted as Ross looking past Kanye's Trump endorsement and the line simply documenting his initial shock when hearing the news. Ross mentioned that Vegas residency is the oldest track on the album, so his take on the situation may have changed. In the rest of the Genius interview, Ross ranks the album the first Port of Miami in being his favorite. Shares that he was recording shares that he was has recordings of the late Bobby Womp. He still feels are too powerful to touch and emphasizes that the title of his 2012 album still holds true. God forgives, he doesn't, unless you're Kanye, I suppose. And you can watch the full interview with Rosé on Genius, guys. So that was the 5 stories I have for y'all for the I've Talked in Honey Shots. I hope y'all enjoyed, and stick around for some for the next segment, guys. We're slowing it down here this Saturday with some Double Cup Love, y'all. Thank y'all for slowing it down with me, and R&B is love. Remember, we keep it chopped, never stopped. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the segment, the Slowed Up Saturday, guys. Here, this week, we gonna be talking about the care package that our boy Drizzy delivered us on the 2nd of August, guys. Yes, his first compilation album with all old bangers, OVO bangers. We got all the good shits. So, you know, he did state that these are special moments. You know, this is special moments in time, you know, all in one place. So now we can stream and find them because these are tracks that were either released, you know, before the rollout date or just like not available for purchase or, you know, leaked, whatever. So we actually put them in one place. So, guys, I'm just going to talk about these. You know, he did put My Side on there, which is actually a bonus track off of If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. But I'm so thankful he put it on there because Apple Music, unfortunately, does not have the bonus tracks on there. But My Side's on there. We have Can I with the Beyonce vocals in it. Trust Issues, the oldest one we have on here is Paris Martin Music, which was in 2010. So these songs stretch through 2010 to 2016. You guys, I broke it down in Mixtape Madness a little bit. I just want to talk about how these songs are also special for me. A lot of these songs I can remember
exactly where I was when they dropped. Because I remember Club Paradise, I believe, in Marvin's room dropped at the same time. And I remember I was in Laramie at a restaurant at night with my mom, and we were driving home. But it's cool to remember the exact place where you were. I remember when Girls Love Beyonce came out, I was in high school, had a computer class first period, and I was on YouTube jamming that shit. And there's hits like Heat of the Moment, of course. These are all tracks, you know. It shows Drizzy cared because he really wanted to incorporate these tracks and put them in one place to where we could all find them and stream them. Because, you know, I know every single song on this tape, you know, on this album. And everyone's like, oh, why is he dropping it like this? Like, why is he dropping this? This is already shit that's out. But, like, it really does show us that Drake as an artist cares. And I think that's what makes it all the more special. My Side, especially, one of my all-time favorite songs in this entire universe. My Side to me is more than a song. It definitely evokes so much emotion in me, and I think I just fell in love with the song when it came out. I remember when that came out also. I actually have my back shoulder blade tatted with a long-ass quote from it. Because that song has a lot of meaning in it. The beat, the production in it is just, you know, it has that Drake sound. You know how they always say Drake created the Drake sound, you know, and it is, when I think about the Drake sound, I think about Marvin's Room, and then I think especially of My Side for some reason. I know there's other bangers too that have that Drake, you know, Drake made that sound, you know what I mean? But like this, like that song definitely evokes that like Drake feeling for me. It's just something special. Trust Issues also, you know what I'm sipping, I'll teach you how to mix it. A classic, of course. That's a throwback from like the days I was in high school. Remember bumping that. I think the most recent one on here actually would have to be probably maybe My Side or 4 p.m. in Calabasas. I mean, these are all pretty old, guys, but you know, some of the great ones. I Get Lonely too. Also a classic, a great one. 5 a.m. in Toronto, great song. It's a banger, gets you hyped up. It makes me sad though, because it reminds me of when him and Abel had beef because he did some in it. But you know, OVO XO lives on, you know, it's all good now. Days in the East too. How About Now, Club Paradise, one of my favorite. Just line in my ears, just tell me you feel the same as all I've been dying to hear. Like come on. Free Spirit, of course, with our boy Rick Ross. We got J. Cole on here on the Jodeci Freestyle. Another classic, guys. Beyonce, you know, for vocals. And James Flatney, you know, on Girls Love Beyonce. Great features, great songs. I think he did a great compilation, you know, album for doing his first one. And I'm truly, truly in love with it. And I'm bumping it every day. So I think you guys should go enjoy that care package and check it out. It's definitely got that OVO sound vibes. These songs mean so much to me. They mean so much to Drake, and I'm so glad that he showed us that he cared to share a special moment in time with these people he made this stuff with, and in that time to put it in one place to where we can actually stream it. I think that's incredible. Drizzy's an incredible artist. You can say what you want about Drake's numbers don't lie, his music doesn't lie, and that's all I'm gonna say. But definitely go stream Care Package by Drake, guys. Available on all streaming platforms, guys. Enjoy that 17 track album. It's beautiful, nostalgic. If you're a real OVO head, you're gonna get it. I hope you guys enjoy that. That does it for this Saturday Slow Up. I kind of did a little shorter episode this time. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We had our first guest. Guys, it's a beautiful, beautiful Slow Up Saturday. It's a nice Saturday to slow it down. And that's exactly what we do in here on Slow and Throw It. Everything better in slow-mo. This is Miss Slow It Down. Stick around. And thank y'all for slowing it down with me. Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feel it for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah. We once had things in common.
Now the only thing we share is the refrigerator. Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
You out here flying high.
High.
I'm going to fly this thing. High. High. We'll fly alone.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the segment Double Cup Love, y'all. The segment I give you 10 songs for the week, y'all. This week, I got a theme for y'all. Miss Lowdown's care package. Since we are breaking down Drake's care package he gave to us, I'm giving you guys one this week. All right, here's the 10 songs. Remember to go give the official Stone Throat Everything Better in Slow-Mo podcast Facebook page a like. I post the 10 Double Cup Love songs there for every episode, so go do that if you haven't already, y'all. So let's get into this. Here's the 10, y'all. Birthday Suit by The Weeknd. Blame by Bryson Tiller. The Zone by The Weeknd featuring Drake. 4, we got Pilot Jones by our boy Frankie playing in the back right now. At 5, we got a two-timer, Wednesday Night Interlude / Jungle by Drake off If You're Reading This, It's Too Late tape. We got Messages From You by Drake, another two-timer, 187 and Hardcore by Bryson Tiller, The Real Her by Drake. 9, we got My Boo by Vito featuring Sydney Renee, beautiful song. And at 10, a classic, a golden one, B-U-D-D-Y by Marcus Soulchild, Buddy. Y'all, that was the 10 songs for this week. Remember, I post them, the list, on Facebook. Go ahead, make sure you give that page a like. Go check out this music. Have a great week, guys. And stick around and slow down with me some more, y'all. It's a beautiful Slowed Up Saturday here at Slow and Slow with Everything Better in Slow-Mo, the one and only podcast where I give you them slow jams, y'all. Enjoy. Alright, guys, so welcome to the lovely Mixtape Madness, guys. This week we are breaking down Care Package by Drake, his first compilation album that Drake has released, guys. So let's get into this, guys. So, just hours before the arrival of Care Package by our Toronto-based rapper Drake announced the 17-track compilation on IG as, quote-unquote, some of our most important moments together available in one place. Call it curious that one of the most impactful artists of the era can hold on such high regard to a collection of songs that largely were never ever officially released on such an incredibly bountiful catalog of Drake, where even tracks that didn't make the cut hold a special place in the heart of his supporters. The stories that make up Care Package spawned to 10 years of his stardom. The earliest inclusion of 2010, Paris Martin Music, to the come to us via the OVO blog, that was back in the day. Well, there's others like the 2015's Can I, where they were loose through dubious channels, through ahead of the planned, you know, rollout. He raps over a sample of Ja Paul's BTSTU on 2011 Dreams When He Come By, and he included album bonus cuts like Per Se My Side, a song once attached to 2015. If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. It was a bonus song on the, if you went and bought the digital copy. For the most part,
Care Package is composed of songs that Drake's fantasies have long enjoyed, fan sites have long enjoyed and sought out, making for a listening experience and playouts, but like an alternate universe greatest hits. This universe, however, is the one Drake created and then nourished both in and out of proper cycle album cycles. The songs of fans, many question why certain tracks were left behind, but they'll never have to wonder whether or not he cares. So in this Care Package, you guys really get to see that he cares. So on Care Package, guys, it's the first compilation album by Drake. It was released August 2nd, 2019 by OVO Sound. The compilation consists of songs released between 2010 and 2016 that were initially unavailable for purchase or commercial streaming. The compilation features a guest appearance from J. Cole, you know, we got Rick Ross, we got James Fontney, you know, additional vocals by Beyonce and Sampai. It was released August 2nd, 2019. It was recorded through 2010 to 2016. The genre is hip-hop, /R&B a little bit, PBR&B if you want to get into that. The length of the 17th track is 73 minutes and 37 seconds, label OVO Sound. Producers are 40, OVO 40, Noah Shabib, Alan Richter, Da Boy Wonder, Nico Fallo, Justice League, Nikki Stitchbird, PND, you know, we got T-Minus, Vinyl Sounds, and Sampai. So this is a 17 track album. So the track list goes as 1, Dreams Money Can Buy, 2, The Motion, 3, How About Now, 4, Trust Issues, 5, Days in the East, 6, Draft Day, 7, 4 p.m. in Calabasas, 8, 5 a.m. in Toronto, 9, I Get Lonely, 10, My Side, 11, Jodeci Freestyle, which features J. Cole, 12, At Club Paradise, 13, At Heat of the Moment, 14, At Free Spirit, featuring Rick Ross, at 15, we have Girls Love Beyonce featuring James Fontney. 16, at Paris Martin Music. And 17 is Can I featuring Beyonce's vocals. So, guys, that is what we have for this week's, you know, Mixtape Madness. We're kind of doing the Care Package, kind of breaking it down. And you know what's good with it. Guys, go check that out. It is available on all streaming platforms, from Spotify to Apple Music to SoundCloud. All those available, so go check that out. He certainly did leave us with a little package of care, and it really does show that he cares, that he's not only putting out his own music, but he's sharing out classics as well. So guys, go enjoy those 17 tracks on Care Package, available streaming Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, any of those streaming places. Go find all those 17 tracks of What Was Left Behind by Drake available to you now. Thank y'all very much, and tune in for the next segment, y'all. Y'all, we got our first guest on the show this week, guys, on this segment, guys. This episode, my bad. We sit down with Max, my brother, Max, well, Keith Krzyzewski, so tune in. That segment is coming up. First guest, enjoy, guys. We talk a little bit about his music. He shows us some things. We play some shit, so enjoy, guys. Sup, y'all. Welcome back. We got a special guest here, Max, my brother, Max Krzyzewski, right here. What's up, Max? How y'all doing? Say what's up.
Hi.
Yo, Sunthod, everything been in slow mo. Tell me about your music, cuz. What's on your playlist right now? Tell me what you're playing. Come on, let them know. We need to know right now.
I'm playing some,
Even play it, cuz. Pull it up right now.
No, I'm just playing some stuff. Like, yo. Mostly just, like, made from home.
Hell yeah.
Mashups, like.
That's it.
You know, love acapellas, DIY bring acapellas. Mashed up with some, like, weird bass music.
Bring it in, brother. You're our first guest. What's up?
You know,
let us know what's on
40 Ounce Collective is really cool. All
right.
Kyoto.
Okay, Kyoto. Kyoto, tell us about Kyoto a little bit. Because, yeah, listen, I was into him when he was playing him.
That song, Who's Kato? Who is he? Who is he?
He makes weird noises.
Yo, my brother here, this Toad Mac
face
right here.
Is cool.
Toadface, Yeti. Everybody. Go listen to these right here. We on Sonto, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. We're here on the special segment here with Max Krasishnik right here.
It's a different form.
Different form right here? Nah, different form completely. Nah, that's what I like to have on this. Who are you playing most recently in your playlist right now? Who would you like to tell me about? Let me hear it.
I got a kid from the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Let's
get it.
He's kind of a little kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's
tell
sarcastic.
Me about
That's sarcastic.
No. Tell me, yeah.
His name is Caspa.
Caspa.
He brought the dub scene to the States.
Mm-hmm. I like Caspa's hype,
also
man.
Got,
he's a teen, huh?
You know, stuff like, I don't know. We got, you know, kids that are in the scene that are just trying to make it big, like Raven's Coon and Rekno.
Yeah, Rekno, of course. I support
both,
Rekno.
Both part of 40 Ounce.
Uh-huh.
Kind of
collective,
like booked and
is
shit.
That who it is? 40
yeah.
Ounce Collective. Okay, so everybody go check that out. Rekno and the 40
Raven's
Ounce
Goon.
Raven's Goon. The
just 40 Ounce Collective. Just 40 Ounce Collective. Go check that shit out.
Guys, go check
cool.
that out. SoundCloud right
cool.
now. Right there on SoundCloud.
Also, hey, Deft Collective too. Deft Collective.
Collective. Okay.
That's a bunch of friends from
D-F-T.
Up in Idaho.
All right. See, you heard it here right now. Next, we're gonna get into what Max listens to right now. He's gonna give us a kind of a chop down of his playlist right here. You know, Max is kind of into the electric scene, a little bit in between, doesn't matter. He matches it up, but what's up, Max? Tell us what you're making right now. I know you make music here yourself. This is my brother right here,
I
Max.
I make what I like.
He makes what he likes.
I just make what
that?
Sounds cool. There's no
that?
There's no genre.
We don't need a genre on this. Nah. So
I compress the muddiness of sounds and I put them together.
That's tight as fuck. We got our first guest here, y'all, on Slow and Throw Everything Better in Slow-Mo here. We
Drop Doc is really cool.
Drop Doc, check it out. Drop Doc, that is some tight shit. That's where I heard Kyoto. Here we go, guys. Take a listen right here. Slow and Throw Everything Better in Slow-Mo.
Yeah.
Top Doc and Clausing Her Time edit, featuring some, a Tribe Called Quest mashup.
Hey, there you go. Guys, go on SoundCloud right now. You can find that edit right now. Drop Talk. You find that edit from Maxwell. Y'all, I'm here back with the one and only Slow and Throat. Everything Bad in Slow Mo, the segment here. We got our first guest here, guys, in the house. Maxwell Keith Krzyzewski, my brother, y'all. Yeah, what's up? What's up, man? Tell me what's up. Tell me what's good. Y'all just heard a little bit of Drop Doc from him off of SoundCloud. Y'all want to go follow him?
Also, go like listen to your indie bands, you know. Sure.
Go give them a like too, guys.
Fucking, you know, stuff like that. Like
just little shit like that, huh? I know you listen to a little bit of everything.
Glass Animals.
I know you like a lot of The Neighborhood. That's what I was gonna get into. The Neighborhood. Tell me what's your top five from The Neighborhood. Let them know about The Neighborhood, cause I fuck with The Neighborhood too. They tight, you know. They're a different genre, but they're tight as fuck. So let them know.
If you're listening to Neighborhood, listen to.
What's your top like three? Give me three.
You Get Me So High.
Okay.
By The Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Single Living in a Dream with Nipsey Hussle.
Okay, with Nip, with our boy Nip. Rest up.
Shit, Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues, I like that one.
And Crybaby.
Crybaby, okay. So you guys
they're
got those
pretty,
top
they're
three?
They're all pretty decent.
I'll have them on the page for you guys to listen to right now. We're here with Matt Krzyzewski here on Slow and Throat, Everything But in Slow-Mo. Y'all already know we're taking a look at his playlist. Y'all already know he's a first guest right now. You know, we take a look at his playlist. We kind of break it down a little bit. He tells me a little bit about his favorite artist. Guys, we played a little bit of Drop Doc for you guys. If you guys want to check that out, go ahead on SoundCloud. You can find that. He's also talking about a little bit of The Neighborhood, which is also kind of a band I fuck with. You know, he was talking about Crybaby, a couple
Daddy
of
issues.
Daddy Issues.
Living in a Dream.
Living in a Dream.
More hip-hop shit.
Yeah, more hip-hop shit. Which one has Nips in it? Nip in it.
Living in a Dream.
Okay, our boy Nip is in that. Rest up to you. I also kind of want to give a shout-out to Swimming. I'm a little late, but... Mac also dropped Swimming a year ago, about a week ago. So just a little shout out to him. It was a year old, following his, you know, saddening death. So let's just give a little moment for Mac right now for Swimming, dropping that. Anyway, let's get back to it, the segment. Our first guest here, Max Krzyzewski. What else you got to play for us, man? What else? You were talking about Rekno. Guys, I'll have all this information on the official Facebook page. Go give that a like. So let's tune in right here. Max Krzyzewski, right?
I don't know, man. If you like Rekno, he has a really famous mashup that kind of put him on the map.
Yeah, he's up and coming, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been touring a lot.
Yeah,
like in the past few months, which is good. Like, yeah. More so of a, you know, DJ rather than a producer. He is making stuff. He has collabs with people, and that's good. Like, it's starting to come out. I know Ill Gates recently played he's a really big producer from Los Angeles. Has some stuff like Bass Nectar and stuff, you know, if you know him, you know him. But he has
go check him out though.
He at Camp Bisco last month, he played a new Rekno collab with some cats. So he's getting on the map. But this is like Rekno's like main mashup that really got him on the map. It's a London Bridge times Krabby Patty.
Oh yeah, let's get some mashup. Rekno in here.
Krabby Patty is a G Jones, or Krabby Patty is a song by G Jones, another bass producer.
Yes.
Who's just fucking absolutely phenomenal right now. And here's the song.
Some Rekno in here, guys. Oh, mashup.
Oh, shit. All my girls get down on the floor. pop the seeds, don't be heavy in the line. VIP, cause you know I gotta shine. Furby fur, give me love you long time. All my girls get down on the plow. Back to back, drop it down real loud. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a hound. If you know what, I don't give a fuck, so here we go.
So that's that.
So that was a little bit of you heard a little bit of the Krabby Patty slash My London Bridges,
yeah.
By our boy Recknow, guys. I actually seen Recknow with my boy here Max at your mom's
too at your mom's house.
Yeah,
guys.
Guys,
it'll
go check
fun.
Him out. Go check him out. Definitely.
Tickets are hella cheap if you're in the Denver area.
Yeah, if you guys are in
and
the
definitely a show.
Definitely,
if you
guys.
If you like the underground bass music scene, you guys like fat.
Awesome.
Fat rap acapellas matched up with
awesome.
Some like weirder tunes, weirder, deep dub, down tempo shit. So.
Guys, you already know we hear the slow and throat, everything but in slow mo. We on the special segment here. We got our first guest of the hour, guys. We got Max Transition Care, my brother. Perfect person, doesn't have to be into the R&B scene, guys. We talk about music here. You drop whatever you want on me. Something's going on out here. It's chirping out here.
It's Greeley, that's all.
It's just ghetto Greeley, guys. We out here in Greeley, ghetto, the ghetto Greeley. Just talking about music, you guys. Remember, drop doc. We got some Recknow. Drop Doc, all this stuff going on. Max is going to talk to you guys here right now.
In some philosophy news, I guess, that you could say, a lot of these bass artists I listen to, there's been a big trend where they take acapellas from hip-hop, R&B songs and just layer them over, some type of rap music or bass music, excuse me. So, for example, that Recknow song you listened to, somebody took like the London Bridge acapella from Fergie and just had that isolated acapella, put that on one track of a CDJ, and then played Krabby Patty by G Jones on the other track. They sync them together and then just kind of, let them play over each other where, you turn up the mids and the highs a little bit on the acapella track. And you turn that down a little bit on the, G Jones track, and you just let them play as long as they're like in sync with each other. There's a lot of stuff I know, like things from like Teach Me How to Dougie. Jansen plays like a bunch of shit like that, 2008 type music. With some heavy dubstep and shit, and then there's stuff like Chromatech with like MIA and shit, just
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's not.
But I don't know. It's cool. Like
yeah,
it's cool. It's
it
something
out.
New. It's a refresh on
go
both sides. It's like
you
kids like just fucking around trying to make it and making something out of. Making something new out of two separate entities of art.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's
and
that's
what they do.
Guys, that's it. Thank y'all for tuning in to another magnificent, beautiful Slowed Up Saturday with me, Miss Slowed Down here. A slow and throat, everything but in slow-mo, the one and only podcast where you can get all your R&B needs met. Guys, this week we broke down a care package by Drake, and I gave y'all a little Miss Slowed Down care package as well. I hope y'all enjoy. If you haven't already, go to Facebook, give the official Slow and Throat Everything Better in Slow Mo podcast page a like. I will have the Double Cup Love list posted. Y'all, enjoy. Remember, R&B is love, R&B is life. We got a guest on this episode, y'all. And just remember, I post every Saturday, guys, noon. Check it out. It's available everywhere. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere there's a podcast, you can find mine. I hope y'all enjoy as much as I enjoy making this, y'all. Enjoy R&B. Share it. It's love. It's life. Stay tuned for next week. We're going to slow up again. And remember, I have surgery coming up. So next Saturday will be my last episode. And I'm going to take a little vacay for a minute. But I will be back. We'll be back, guys. No need to fear. Slowed up Saturday. We'll return very soon. I love y'all. Shouts out. Keep it chopped. Never slapped, y'all. Miss Love Down out.